The name of this story is called Mildred, You Know Easy, written by Kevin Livy. "Hey, those raindrops look like tears," said John Mink as he walked towards Fort James Beach. It felt as if he had been walking for hours, though it had only been 10 minutes since he left his one-room wooden house. The rain eased the heat a little, but to John, they were the same. Rain or shine, he trekked to the beach every day. Today's walk was sluggish as he conversed with slow-poked Mildred. "Yes," she said, "the rain reminds me of tears as well and reminds me of when I cried when I broke my big toe." John had his usual possessions, the fishing rod and an old crocus bag, but today was special because he had some pepper pot and fungi that his neighbor had left here for him. It smelled just like the pepper pot and fungi his ex-wife used to cook. He could not wait to eat it, sitting on the edge of his favorite cannon, looking over the water. Mildred was chatty. She asked John if his ex-wife used celery to season the meat for the pepper pot, and when was the last time he saw the children. John could feel the blood rumbling through his body. Mildred and her big mouth. She knew he preferred to not to think about his ex-wife, nor talk about her. On top of that, Mildred was such a hypocrite. She had never liked his ex-wife. At first, the marriage was peaceful. Then Mildred turned up the heat. It created a rift and constant arguments became the norm as Mildred was extremely jealous. "I don't want to talk about her, and I don't want to talk about the children with you." He was marching now. He was pissed. And as usual, when he got angry, the Creole that his socialization and education had repressed erupted. "Me say me no want talk to you about them, you diff." A litany of expletives proliterated the air. People who lived nearby came out to see what the commotion was all about. "Mildred, me a gonna knock you if you not hush your mouth," screeched John. Calm yourself," cried an impassioned Mildred. His story of loss had always been the tipping point of John's outrage, and again, Mildred's interference was the catalyst that resurfaced these memories. He felt his heart pounding. Oh, he was on a roll now. The people in his peripheral vision began to disappear. He was caught up in the memories. Fort James Beach was in sight. But the promise of fishing in peace was gone. Mildred would not shut her mouth. She too was on a roll. "Don't blame me because your wife left you," she screamed. "You know, John, it's your fault that she left you. You are to blame. Look at you now. You still can't control your anger. That's how you got in trouble in the first place. Whap!" John hit Mildred in her mouth. She screamed at him again. "You are such a loser." He gave her another blow. This time, Mildred was on the ground. An audience gathered, watching the man on the sand beating and talking to himself. The rain began to pour, and they scattered, leaving the deranged man with the fishing rod and crocus bag by himself. The end.